Imagine meeting Sarah, successful attorney, devoted mother of three, PTA president, and community volunteer. Her home is immaculate, her schedule perfectly managed, her smile unwavering. Yet when alone, Sarah drinks vodka until numb and contemplates suicide. This is the face of perfectly hidden depression, PHD, a condition where individuals construct flawless external lives while experiencing profound inner pain. Unlike classic depression, where people struggle to function, those with PhD excel professionally and socially. They're the committee volunteers, the reliable friends, the ones everyone admires, yet they're silently drowning. What makes PhD particularly dangerous is how these individuals masterfully compartmentalize, storing painful emotions in sealed mental containers while presenting carefully curated versions of themselves to the world. Their suffering remains invisible precisely because they work so hard to ensure no one sees it, sometimes until it's tragically too late. PhD manifests through 10 key characteristics: intense perfectionism driven by a critical inner voice, excessive responsibility taking, emotional detachment through intellectualization, controlling tendencies, using accomplishments for self-worth, caring for others while maintaining an impenetrable inner world, discounting personal pain, potential accompanying issues like eating disorders or anxiety, rigid positive thinking, and professional success paired with emotional isolation. These traits form a protective shield, often developed in childhood as a survival strategy. Consider Adam, who learned to take responsibility for his father's abuse, creating a pattern of rescuing others while suppressing his own needs. Or Brittany, rational, professionally accomplished, who had meticulously planned her suicide before seeking help. The fear of exposure runs deep for those with PhD. Many discuss their struggles only in complete confidence, terrified that vulnerability will expose them as frauds. This fear prevents many from seeking help, sometimes fatally. Heath's story illustrates this tragedy. A high-achieving student from a wealthy family, Heath convincingly denied suicidal texts to a school counselor who, seeing him laughing with friends, took no action. Heath killed himself a month later. Elite colleges have recognized this phenomenon with terms like Stanford's duck syndrome, appearing to glide effortlessly while paddling furiously beneath, and Penn's pen face, the pressure to appear perfect despite inner struggles. These pressures have contributed to suicide rates at prestigious universities more than twice the national average. Healing begins with awareness, recognizing that PhD affects your life and relationships. Some people consciously maintain their perfect facade while privately struggling. Others have been hiding so long, it's become unconscious and part of their identity. When confronting PhD, people typically experience welcome relief at naming their experience, feeling overwhelmed by the work ahead, or fear of being labeled weak. Unlike healthy individuals who temporarily compartmentalize emotions, those with PhD build permanent walls around their feelings with no intention of revisiting them. Their compartmentalization isn't a temporary strategy, it's their entire identity. Mindfulness is essential because it creates space for emotional expression and authenticity. People with PhD avoid strong emotions like anger, sadness, and even joy because these feelings threaten their sense of control. Many physically tense up or immediately shift to problem solving when emotions arise. Mindfulness teaches that emotions are like ocean waves. Each rises and eventually dissipates without requiring suppression or solution. Danielle's story illustrates this. With trauma, OCD, and anorexia, she initially deflected emotional conversations with jokes. Through practice, she learned to sit with uncomfortable feelings, finding relief and deeper connections. The journey begins not with dramatic change, but with simple awareness, noticing the patterns that have kept you safe but separate from your authentic self. The path to healing requires identifying and challenging the rigid rules governing your life. These rules, once necessary for survival, now form invisible walls that keep difficult emotions out while trapping you inside. Your particular beliefs are shaped by intersecting factors: religious upbringing, family dynamics, culture, gender expectations, sexual orientation, and past traumas. The evaluation process involves four steps. First, identify spoken and unspoken childhood rules still influencing your behavior today. Never cry in public, always put others first. Second, determine if each rule serves you now by asking if you'd teach it to someone you love. Third, replace destructive rules with new choices, allowing yourself to say no to obligations or express emotions more freely. Fourth, experience the feelings that arise when choosing your own rules, acknowledging that vulnerability may emerge when breaking familiar patterns. Mark's story illustrates this powerfully. His desire for private time with his immediate family during a traditional group vacation triggered intense feelings of disloyalty due to unspoken family rules about togetherness. This process requires patience and self-compassion, as these rules have often been in place for decades. For those skilled at intellectualizing, connecting with emotions presents a significant challenge. Common barriers include viewing emotions as weakness, believing feelings impair decision-making when emotional intelligence actually enhances decisions, and disconnection from bodily sensations that signal emotions. Timeline creation serves as a powerful tool for organizing life experiences chronologically, helping identify emotional patterns while practicing self-compassion. This approach includes both positive and painful events that shaped your identity, focusing on recognizing absorbed messages rather than blaming others, distinguishing between blame, leading to bitterness, and acknowledgement, bringing healing. The final healing stage involves actively changing patterns and embracing the freedom that comes with exploration. Inside you, two voices battle, the evil wolf demanding more perfection and the good wolf fighting for a fuller life. The key is admitting your fear, sitting with it, and addressing each fear individually. When you don't run from fear, it loses its power over you. This journey requires steady persistence. Unlike the initial excitement of change, reality quickly becomes challenging as suppressed emotions arrive with force. You may question why you began this journey, even feeling darker than before as you process grief about being hidden, opportunities missed, and circumstances that created your perfectly hidden depression. Several activities can facilitate emotional reconnection. Consulting word lists to expand your emotional vocabulary, joining therapy groups, watching evocative movies, listening to stirring music, seeking therapeutic massage, and finding physical outlets for anger. Chandra's story shows how creating a timeline revealed crucial turning points. After an abusive relationship, she built emotional walls in her marriage. Identifying when she decided never to be heard again enabled meaningful conversations with her husband about intimacy. Spencer's story provides another example. After hiding her sexual orientation from conservative religious parents for years, she finally revealed her truth. Her parents' surprising support triggered grief about wasted years spent trying to meet perceived expectations, grief she needed to process before moving forward. Breaking the silence about perfectly hidden depression means inviting others into your previously private world. Many will welcome your authenticity, especially those who've watched with concern as you've shouldered too much while revealing little. You deserve love for who you are, not what you accomplish. Your true strength comes from connecting with all your emotions. This journey isn't about becoming someone new. It's about revealing who you've always been beneath the perfect facade.